Now this is something, this is an insect. It has a long, thin body, and it has a hard little beak with two pairs of shiny wings. And it sometimes hangs around wet places.
Would that be a grasshopper?
If this was, well, that hops and flies, but this thing does this.
Yeah.
He goes in and he...
Snipers like.
Yeah.
I can't place him too well by the
snake dart. You call him snake dart, so...
Snake doctor. Yeah.
Okay, now the kind of stinging insects. What kind of insects you know that will sting you?
Well, now there's a wasp and a yellow jacket, and there may be one or two other kinds.
But what do you know about the
bees?
Kind that, there's a certain kind that builds small paper nests, often on the side of the house.
Yes, that's spider, isn't it?
A paper is an insect. This will sting you.
Well, a spider will sting.
But it has little holes.
Yeah.
All around, and they just mass around it.
I think that's a spider. That's kind of a web you're sort of describing.
Okay.
The spider will sting, and some of these are stinging spiders, and then there's some probably that doesn't sting.
Okay.
I was trying to see if there was anything else.
What about the things that fly around at night and bite you, and they say it to suck your blood?
Ants and gnats.
That these suck your blood. Well,
yeah.
Two things. This will sting you and leave bites. And sometimes they say they carry malaria.
Yeah.
I have one on my leg, a bump on my leg now.
I guess that's gnats. Wait a minute, there's something there. Yellow nipples.
No, these are just... Yeah.
They'll sting you too, you know. They're gallinipers, something that's much bigger than a spider, much larger than a gnat. Something on the order of a small grasshopper. You ever seen a grasshopper?
Mm-hmm. And mosquitoes are
bigger. Mosquitoes, I hadn't called them. They're bigger than a gnat.
Yeah. What about these small insects that burrow down in your skin and they cause webs all on you?
Chickens.
Yeah, you walk.
Get that berry hunt this time of year too.
Really?
Yes. Especially huckleberries in the mountains.
Okay. What are the small fish that's used for bait?
Little minnows.
And the things that gather up in the ceiling of rooms, say for instance, that haven't been cleaned. So not really clean, but sometimes you'll see the strings of them hanging down.
Around a light.
No, it could just be in the corners of rooms. They're, sometimes you see them outside of a bush, sometimes you run into a little thin string that you can't even see. But spiders make these.
I don't know, I can't hardly place them.
I think you talked about it a little while ago, the spider web.
Yeah.
Where it...
Well,
yeah,
they build
running
spider web, yeah, and get that all over your face. Yeah.
All right, when you're pulling up a stump, whether it's a tree or whatever, you have to dig around and cut
the roots of it.
And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
For what?
For syrup.
Syrup?
Yeah. What is the name?
That's well, that would be probably a maple.
All right, what would you call a big group of these trees, these maple trees? What would you call a big group of them?
Maybe an orchard or something like that.
And a kind of tree with broad leaves, which are shed all the time, with a bark that peels, and it has little knobs or balls, and the tough wood used for chopping blocks. What kind of tree is this? It's, leaves shed all the time during the winter. And you use a stump for a chopping block.
Would that be a hickory?
Okay.